Hello, and welcome to the Beyond Isolation podcast. I'm Riona Powell.
And I'm Iman Naveen.
And today we're talking about something that's at the heart of mental wellness, connection and support. In a world where isolation can feel overwhelming, building meaningful connections can be a powerful way to improve our mental health. To explore this, I'm excited to welcome our guest, Ms. Caroline Chariot, who is a school counselor. Ms. Chariot has 16 years of experience as a school counselor. Welcome to the podcast, Ms. Chariot.
Hi, ladies. Thanks for having me today.
All right, so let's get started. We want to get to know you a little better. So could you tell us, like, what's your background? What inspired you to really become a counselor?
Yeah, sure. So I've been in the field for a while. I started my undergraduate degree in psychology from Birmingham Southern University in Birmingham, Alabama. And I have a master's in counseling from Auburn University. And I have been at various schools across the state of Georgia at last year, in a high school setting.
And you like that, a high school setting?
I love high school. It's super fun.
Yes. Okay, so, like, what do you find, like, the most rewarding about, like, helping people, the way you get to talk to people as, like, a counselor? Like, what rewards you for that, you know?
So it's super rewarding to help students find connect plays to get connected here at the high school, to talk about what their next steps are. We're so close to that launching into the real world and really getting to explore their passions. So that's really fun. Students also at the high school level are ready to kind of embrace coping skills and support strategies that can help benefit them. And they're at the age where they have a little more ownership in their health and well-being.
Let's dive into today's topic, the importance of connection and support. From your perspective, why are meaningful connections so crucial for mental health?
Right. So when we talk about, like, sources of strength is a huge proponent here, where we talk about using, you know, our family connections, friendship connections, having healthy activities and those things. They build those supports so that our brain and our body are feeling well, right? Mental health is health. When our mind doesn't feel right, our body doesn't feel right either. So you'll hear us from day one of their freshman year talking about find a way to get connected, make a big high school feel small, whether it's a club, a sport, a passion that they have, some way to make a big school feel small. But when we have those support systems in place, when other things are challenging or big moments come up, we have grief or we have loss or stress or anxiety, if we have a support group to fall back on, whether it's a friend, and maybe we're not sharing all the details of what's going on, but we're sharing and having a place to just be, to feel seen, to feel heard, to be recognized. We all feel that sense of connection and safety in that.
How do connections impact our ability to handle stress or recover from challenging times?
Yeah, when we have that support network, someone else to lean on, knowing that we're not here by ourselves, right? We're not doing it alone, having someone to talk through, to support us, to build someone to go take a walk with us, to encourage our healthy activities, to notice when things are off. Those important relationships are crucial to our mental health. They really are helping make that connection from not just being a student here, but, like, you're cared for here. We love all of our students are taken care of. We want them to feel seen and heard. Even taking our Georgia Health Survey is important, because that information tells us where there's some gaps. If students don't feel like there's a trusted adult in our building that they can go to, you know, whether it's a teacher you had this year or last year, whether it's a coach, a club sponsor, we want everyone to have somebody. So when something's off or when something's great, like, I want students to come and tell me when they had a successful moment too, because I'm super proud of you as well. I want to celebrate those with you, the lows and the highs, right, and everything in between. And I feel like when we see that and we have those people and those connections, it's a source of strength for us and a net to keep us kind of balanced.
Yeah, well, I would definitely agree with that, the relationships. So, like, a lot of people, they feel, like, isolated even when they're surrounded by people, you know? Mm-hmm. So what would you say are, like, those common barriers that, like, stop people from really, like, connecting with people? Like, what's actually beyond that barrier?
I think sometimes we don't connect with people because we think that they might not understand, and really we're all going through things, right? We've all had challenges, but when we feel like it's just us and no one else maybe has been there, no one else has gotten a bad grade, and no one else has had a family situation, or, you know, whatever that background is, and while we don't necessarily have to share, sometimes it's hard to share deep things with our friends, but finding a trusted adult or being open to talking to somebody about what's going on so that you don't have to carry it around, because it can feel very heavy. Yeah. And I think sometimes we're hesitant to get connected because we feel the people are watching us and judging us. Mm-hmm. We also say to a lot of students is, nobody's thinking about you. They're all thinking about them. So just jump out there and do it. Yeah. Right? Give yourself a chance.
So what's that advice you would give? Like, what's the best piece of advice would you give to someone who's like trying to really like get past it, like really connect with somebody who wants to go to that level?
Yeah, I'd say you gotta put yourself out there a little bit. Yeah. You gotta be willing to take a chance. Mm-hmm. The worst somebody can say is no. They don't want to be your friend. And really, I don't know. You don't really hear that often, right?
Yeah.
Has anyone ever come up to you and said, I want to hang out? And you're like, no, I don't like you. Right? That's just not how people normally operate. Mm-hmm. So putting yourself out there and saying, hey, can we hang out? Hey, can you want to go to the basketball game with me? Hey, can we go see the play together? Hey, can I sit with you at lunch? I also say that we have to help take care of each other. And when we see somebody at lunch who's sitting by themselves, just walking over and sitting down and be like, hey, can I join you? Because those random moments of kindness really do make an impact. And maybe that person's wanting to sit with people, but they don't know how. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're new here. Maybe they've had a falling out with a friend group and they're looking for another one. Maybe their friend group has decided to make choices that are not healthy anymore and they're looking for a new group, but they don't know how. You know, those kind of things are hard. So when we help each other out, we just start from a place of kindness, I think, with each other.
I definitely agree with that. And so building a support network can feel intimidating, especially for those who are shy or unsure where to start. What are some simple actionable steps people can take to create a support system?
Finding something you like doing in a way to build that in to your life, whether it's a, you know, if it's that you like, we have crocheting here, finding other people that like to do that, finding, if it's that you like to read, finding people that are enjoying reading those books, because I do think, you know, it is hard to put yourself out there. We are a big school. Finding a place where you connect, finding teachers. We have some students that just feel like they're ready to be adults, so they would rather sit down and talk to the adults. Yes. So I'm looking for you to find someone, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Just put yourself out there a little bit. It is going to have to be a step into courage, but we can do hard things.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Are there specific qualities to look for in a support system to ensure it's healthy and uplifting?
Mm-hmm. I think when you think about, sometimes relationships can be toxic, as you guys would say, right? And so looking to see if, when I'm around this person or this support group, am I walking away feeling better about myself or am I not? Am I walking away feeling like I'm inadequate or not enough? That's not what I'm looking for. I want somebody that helps. We already have a lot of self-talk, so we want to make sure the talk around us is positive too, so that we keep that self-talk in our head that we are worthy, that we deserve to be treated like a friend with kindness. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, sometimes people are really just looking for, like, professional support. Like, they need someone who really knows what they're doing, knows what to say, what the right thing to say is. So, like, what would you say to someone who, like, is considering getting a counselor, getting a therapist, talking to someone, but they're just on the border about it? Like, what's something you would say to help them, like, cross that border?
Yeah, we all need somebody to talk to, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a safe place where it's judgmental-free. There's a person that's listening to you. And here's the thing. You go talk to one and it's not the right fit, give it a shot, because there's different styles, different personalities. Mm-hmm. And it needs to be the right fit for you. And it's okay to try out a few different types, a few different counselors. Do you need a male, a female? Do you want to do more cognitive behavior? Do you need to do art therapy? Would you like to do equine? There's so many ways to find a way to get help. Okay. So if the first one doesn't click for you, find a different one, right? Don't keep doing the same thing. If you don't feel like it's helpful, find a different approach, because there's some way out there to help.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for sharing your insights today. I know our listeners will take a lot away from this conversation. Before we wrap up, do you have any final thoughts or advice on how we can all foster more meaningful connections in our lives?
I just love that you girls are bringing this to attention and looking for ways to help support the mental health of your peers. I think always looking for, you know, I always tell students, we make horseshoes, not circles, because you can walk up to a horseshoe. It's really intimidating to walk up to a circle. So if we're a building full of horseshoes where anybody can walk up and join in, that creates a culture of connection where people feel included and invited, and we're doing our part. And I think we can help support a really amazing school culture, which I think we already have a really great one, but man, we could really kick it up a notch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this has been such a meaningful discussion. I'm really just hoping that someone here is like inspired by it, like if there's even one person listening like this. And so if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to Beyond Isolation Podcast and share it with someone who might benefit from these. And thank you again, Ms. Sherry, for joining us. And thank you for everyone for listening. Take care and remember, you're never truly alone.